Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Red Recognize, and coming to you live from Port Aransas, Texas. I'm down here visiting some family and everything, and so. So, the call-in show here is going to be through Blog Talk Radio, and it's on the Unplug Radio Network. A bunch of truckers helping each other out, and it's a lot of fun. You can call in at 516-387-1733, and we're also on Facebook Live on the Redneck and I's Facebook page. Seems to be everybody's doing pretty good on that. And I think you can call in and chat with me a little bit if you want to. We're talking about pretty much anything trucking. And then some. You know, I was thinking about things to talk about on the show, and what I was thinking about was back in the day when I first started. I mean, kind of had cell phones, kind of didn't, but they were rare, and we were still using the pay phones. We had Qualcomms to communicate with companies, but to talk to loved ones and family members and everything, you still had to rely on pay phones or calling cards, stuff like that. We had a 800 number calling card, you know, AT&T had that through stuff, and you could sit in the truck stops and the restaurants, and they had phones in the booths or at the breakfast bars or whatever you want to call it. And they had some pretty cool stuff where they had like the phone banks where you could sit in a little private area and talk on the phone, or in like they had closets. Line J had tons of closets and stuff on there. But, nowadays, it's amazing with the cell phones and everything. Just like right now, we can communicate to each other through the cell phone technology with data, you know, all that stuff. It's amazing to me. Everybody talks about, you know, being out there on the road, and it gets hard to be away from family, and it's even harder when, you know, that they're working and you're working, and it's hard to hit, you know, to connect on who to call who and whatnot. I know me and my dad a lot, we miss each other because, you know, sometimes he's working and I'm sleeping, or he's sleeping and I'm working, and we don't really know, you know, should I call him or he call me? You know, it's kind of tough sometimes to track each other down like that. But we try hard, and with this cell phone technology and everything, it's amazing. You know, and to stay in contact with loved ones is one thing, but the other thing is being able to be part of society and catch up on your news or even catch up on entertainment. You know, one of the cool things that I still enjoy doing, you know, I do more with, like, you go into restaurants or whatever and they're watching a ball game or, you know, some kind of sporting event or something like that. And the truck stops, I tell you what, some truck stops would actually, they had a, like the bigger ones, like there was one in Memphis. And I remember the one in Joplin did it a lot too, where they would have a TV room and then have a movie theater. But then when like for the Super Bowl, the old the Joplin Petro, before it became a big chrome shop, it actually had a big theater. Like, it was really big, and it would play only movies in there, and they would, you know, take turns. I think it did in Memphis too. One in Memphis, Memphis had one. You know, the other one had a big theater, was over there in Hammond, Louisiana. Hammond, Louisiana had a big theater there too, where they would only show movies. And if you want to watch TV, there was a separate room, smaller room for that. But when the Super Bowl was around, they would shut down the TV room or the theater for movies and only have the sporting event in the theater because there's so many people in there. And I mean, you're talking about making friends, meeting new people. It was amazing to me, and that was pretty much, you did that, you know, on all the big events. You had the Final Four game and, you know, either World Series or playoffs, stuff like that, you know, gather around. Sometimes Monday Night Football was exciting, you know, to go into a truck stop and sit and watch. Nowadays, you got it on your phone. I mean, any sporting event you want, you know, and then, like, now, movies. Right now, they're even talking about, because the movie theaters are kind of halfway shut down, They're putting out the new movies online before anything. So if you're a truck driver out on the road and you got a way to watch movies like that, that's, you're seeing the movies before pretty much anybody else does, because you're right there. That's all you do is watch it on your phone. Talking to friends, I'll tell you what. I was talking with friends just the other day about catching up on old TV shows. And I mean, that's what everybody does now. You know, if you go online, if you're part of social media and all that like that, everything's about, you know, new episodes of this, new episodes of that. And I mean, it's all over the place. And as a truck driver, when I first started, you had to have VHS. You might be able to get some DVDs if you could have a DVD player in the truck. Sometimes you couldn't make it work out. You remember when they first came out with the combo and you had a VHS player in with the TV in the truck. And that way you could watch movies in the truck. I mean, when I first started, I couldn't afford that. That was expensive, you know, and this was in the 90s. That was expensive to get that combo. I remember the 9-inch TV with a VHS combo. No, the 9-inch TV with a DVD combo was almost $300. I was like, man, that's a lot of money. But so I had an old TV and I had a VHS recorder, like, you know, VCR that you had in your house. And I had a little small inverter and I just put that TV up in there, wired the VCR to it and, you know, plugged the inverter. It ran off the one that ran off the cigarette lighter. And that's how I watched my movies back before I could afford to, you know, do anything else, as watch all the movies on VHS and everything. And that kind of stuff is just these days when people complain about, like, you know, being out on the road or anything like that. It's there's so many things you can do out on the road just to stay, you know, sane, or, you know, just to try to, break up the same old, because I mean, even me now, I don't do a lot of driving as far as over the road. I more or less go out at night and back every day, but it gets where it's just the same old, it's a drag. You know, you're seeing, you know, and you get to a point, even if you've only been driving about 4, 5, 6 years, you start seeing the same old roads and start looking the same over and over again, and you're like, oh man, what are we doing, you know? So I just thought that's, you know, kind of one of the points I was making up. I don't know what anybody else thought about that. I just think it's that if anybody out there is, you know, complaining about, you know, the road being too boring, I got to get home, it's too boring out there, or I can't see my family, I think you got to suck it up sometimes. And it's, you know, these days it's easy, you know, FaceTime and all that stuff like that. You could do a whole lot of stuff with that. And it's amazing to me that so many people out there these days, you know, they get the CDL and they get in the truck and they get out there and go, oh, I can't be with my family too long. And then, you know, and all that. And you're talking about guys when they first started, the only way they could talk on the phone to their family is if they stopped at a truck stop and went in and sat inside of the phone booth and did that. And that was it. That's all you could do, you know, and you had to take time off the road to talk to your family. And, you know, then, and a lot of times you would sit there and there would be problems. You got to talk about what's going on in the family and you got to talk about the solutions of problems or whatever. And you couldn't drive down the road while discussing that. Now it's a piece of cake. You know, I know guys that they have like kids or, you know, loved ones, like a wife and girlfriends, whatever. And they get on the phone with a headset. When they pull off the on-ramp, they're on the phone and they don't get off the phone until they're into the shift. You know, it's like they just stay on the phone, you know, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing now? I don't know. You know, I don't know how they do that. it would drive me up the wall trying to tell people, you know, well, I'm passing mile marker 62 now. And now's mile marker 63. That'd drive me crazy. But I will tell people it is, you gotta kind of enjoy your solitude a little bit when you're out there, and it is frustrating. It can get lonely, but these days it's way, way easier than it used to be. A lot of drivers out there were talking about how, you know, like I said, some places you couldn't even call. Sometimes I remember my uncle telling me stories where you would be 2 or 3 days driving before you even saw another truck stop that even resembled a place that might have a phone booth, to where you could actually use the phone and call the phone, you know. You know, funny little tidbit, when you watch movies back in the day, you had to borrow the bartender's phone. You had to borrow the phone, their phone. They didn't have a payphone for you to use. You had to borrow their phone. So, you know, to even talk on the phone. So these days, it's amazing to me. I have I love my cell phone. I have everything on it, and I do all the stuff and all that. So I enjoy all that, and I think everybody does too. I think this really helps, you know, and even getting on, being able to get these radio shows going. This is amazing. You know, what Taylor is building here is remarkable. You know, you've got a bunch of different truck drivers doing a bunch of different things and just getting there, getting together and helping out the Brotherhood of Truckers and letting them know, you know, hey, we're here for you. Let us know what's going on with you. Talk to us, you know, whatever you want to do, we'll handle it. And we'll do, you know, anything you want and to try to help you out and get you going and do everything we can. I think I messed up the stream thing. This thing's getting a little hard to get used to. I tried to pull it up yesterday and kind of get in on it, and I was afraid to mess with it too much. And then today I just finally said, you know what? I want to play with it a little bit and see what I can get. But I've enjoyed everything. Meeting, you know, I just met Taylor. We just met each other at the Louisville Truck Show last year, 2019. And I never heard of the guy before, you know, and he pulls up in a pickup truck. I don't even think he had his trailer with him with all of his music equipment or anything. And of course we had a stage set up and everything. We had the stage set up and the tent set up and the trucks parked there. We're putting our flags up and getting everything set up. And he comes by and says, what are you guys doing here? What's going on here? Of course, he never seen us before. You know, I don't think he's ever heard or recognized, but he's never seen us out in the parking lot like that. And we had knew Jake Brake from before, so we actually called him and asked him to help us out and perform for us, and that way we knew we had somebody that was going to help us out in the parking lot back in 2019. Well, Taylor shows up. So what are you doing? So we got Jake Brake showing up, and it's going to be a lot of fun and everything. And he's like, man, this is amazing. He's like, I didn't even know you guys were doing this. You guys working with, you know, the show management or TA or whatever? I said, no, it's just us, man. We're just a bunch of truck drivers. He said, outstanding. He said, I want to help you guys out. Let's see what we can get. And he had his soundtrack. No, he went back to the hotel, got his trailer, brought it back. He had sound equipment, music, the mixers and all that stuff. He brought all that out. He said, man, you can use all this. He goes, I don't need none of this right now. You'd use all that. You'd do what you want, and this will help you out. Because we had a sound system, but it really wasn't that good. And he says, you knock that out. Yours is good for indoors, but this one here, this is a big one. And it was amazing. It was amazing. We never expected to be that big there in Louisville, there at the truck show that year in 2019. And for anybody that doesn't know, which there are probably people that don't. I don't know if you guys have been to the truck show or anything like that, but that's what Redneck and I's does. We've been going to the parking lot now for 9 years, and we started back in 2012, and we set up. Yeah, see, I messed it up where it's going to cut it off, and I got to go again. So, but anyway, that's what Redneck and I's does. We set up at the parking lot, and we put up a tent. And we cook the food, and, you know, we kind of get together and just kind of hang out. And lately we've been having, like, where we'd have some music playing, or we'd have some, like, we had a few games. We had one of those big, giant Jengas. We had the corn and all that stuff. So we get that stuff out there, you know, and we had some giveaways. We had a lot of sponsors give us stuff to give away. I think last year because of the storm, or not last year, well, I guess last year because it's still this year, but the last show, 2019, I keep talking about it, they gave us tons of stuff, and because of the storm, we ended up giving away. I mean, people were like leaving with boxes of stuff because there were only like maybe 50 or 60 people, and we had like over 100 items to give away, so, you know, that was pretty awesome. This thing's going to cut off here, and I'm going to see if I can get it back going again. Make sure we keep going. I can't believe I didn't. I guess I did when I went live. The time, I didn't change the time up, so it's going to cut it off. And yeah, I know. So let me get off of here, and then if you have to call back in, just ring in real quick. I'm going to see about getting it going again. So here we go.